The wife says, I've talked too loud anyway, so it'll probably be okay. I'd just like to read a few verses from God's Word. I'm going to do something a little bit differently this morning, I hope you don't mind. I'm going to tell you a story. It's a true story, and it's based around God's Word. And I'm going to read from the 23rd Psalm. I'm sure a very, very familiar psalm to most of us. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. A wonderful psalm. I'm going to put my Bible down. I'm going to take my glasses off so I can see you. Okay. Now, Jesus told a lot of stories. We call them parables, don't we? An earthly story with a heavenly meaning. And I'm not sure, and I'm not suggesting for a moment, that this story of mine this morning is a parable. But it certainly is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. And it's about three shepherds and a minister, or three shepherds and a preacher. You'll probably guess who one of the shepherds was. David, who wrote this psalm. Right, well, what about the story? Well, the story involves a minister who had moved from Scotland right down to the south of England. And yet, every year, on a particular weekend, he made the journey back into Scotland to minister at the church anniversary services that he used to belong to. And he made this journey over several years. And the journey was never without incidents. Something always happened. One particular year, he ran out of petrol and struggled to find a garage. And it was in those days where there weren't many garages. In fact, there weren't many cars. And the cars that there were weren't very good. You know, they couldn't run for a day and a day and a day. So he had to stop and break his journey. And so this particular year, he decided, I'm not going to run out of fuel. I'm not going to run out of petrol. So he put some spare petrol in the boot of his car and he set off on his journey. And he got right up into Scotland. He was going across the mountains of Scotland. You know, beautiful sunny day, almost like today. And he thought, well, this is wonderful. I've not run out of petrol. And all of a sudden, he noticed something that he hadn't seen before. Coming out of the front of the radiator was a little wisp of steam. And he listened and he heard this hissing. And he looked at his temperature gauge and the temperature gauge had gone up. And the engine was overheating, so of course he had to stop. So I thought, no problem, I'll wait. I always carry some water with me. So I'll wait until it cools down, go into the boot, get the water and fill up the radiator. So he waited and he thought, well, while I wait, I'll just go and check my water's there. And you know what? He'd forgot to put the water in. Well, it got the container, but he'd been so busy filling all these other containers with petrol, he forgot to fill the container with water. So here he was, stranded on a remote road in the upper echelons of Scotland, nowhere to go, no water to put in his radiator. What was he going to do? Well, he thought, I belong to God, I'm going to pray. So he got down on his knees and he began to pray. Now, I'm not quite sure what he was praying for, but somehow he's praying that God was going to come into this situation and help him out. And he prayed and he looked, nothing. He prayed and he looked, nothing. And he prayed and then all of a sudden he heard something. The sound of a very, very small bell ringing. It wasn't a fire engine. So he thought, what is it? And he looked again. And coming along the road was a young shepherd with a flock of sheep. So this is the second shepherd. Okay? Three shepherds, remember. The second shepherd coming along the road with a flock of sheep. And he saw the minister and his broken, well, and his parched heart. And he said, what's the matter? So he said, well, he says, I've run out of water. So he says, and there's nowhere to find any water. So the shepherd looked at him. He said, there's plenty of water here. So the preacher looked at him and he said, well, he said, I can't see any water. So the young shepherd went across the road, only probably about 15 yards from where the cow was parked, moved a few stones, and there was a trickling brook. And he filled his water, he filled his can with water. Of course, the can was still quite warm, so he couldn't fill it up. So while he was waiting, they sat down at the side of the road, and he started to talk to this young shepherd, whose name was Peter. So he explained who he was and where he was going, and Peter was very, very interested. And the minister said, you know, there's a chapter in the Bible, a psalm in the Bible, about a shepherd, written by a shepherd. And so Peter sounded very, very interesting. So he read to him the psalm that I've just read over to you. And he said, you know, this psalm was written by a shepherd who knew that all of the things they had written were true, because God protected him, God looked after him, God guided him when he was a shepherd. And he said, you know, in all of this psalm, there is only one important word. And Peter's ears pricked up, and he thought, well, what's the important word? He says, the important word is the fourth word of the first line. And Peter says, what's that? He said, well, he said, the Lord is my shepherd. Because if the Lord isn't your shepherd, then none of this is likely to happen. And then he started talking about just what we've been singing about. How Jesus, and here is the third shepherd, the good shepherd, who gave his life for the sheep. And he explained to Peter how Jesus had gone to the cross of Calvary and died to take away our sins. So that if we invited him into our lives to become our shepherd, to become our friend, then he would come in. And then the whole of this psalm would change. Now, the minister said, when you read that first line, you read it like this. The Lord is my shepherd. And that's what makes all the difference. By this time, the radiator had cooled down, so the minister filled it with water and set off on his journey. He went up, preached as he normally preached, and went all the way back down home. No incident. And then a year later, the same journey. This time, plenty of petrol, plenty of water, and up he goes, and he gets up into Scotland. All that happens in Scotland, doesn't it? All the problems happen in Scotland. Gets up to Scotland, and all of a sudden, a beautiful sunny day turned, almost in an instant. The mist rolled down out of the hills, and he couldn't see the road in front of him, and he thought, shall I keep going? And he thought, well, it's a pretty straight road, so as long as I keep driving straight, I should be all right. And all of a sudden, the car started to jump up and down, and he realized somehow he must have turned off the road. And he didn't know which direction he was heading, and so he thought, I better stop. And the mist was rolling, and it was getting thicker and then thinner and thicker and thinner. And he looked out of the car window, it's all a little light in the distance. He didn't know it was a car coming towards him. He didn't know what it was, but it didn't seem to be getting any nearer, so he thought it might be a house. So I thought, he didn't know how far he'd gone off the road, so I thought, I might need some help to get back on the road. I'll see if I can make my way towards his house and get some help. And so he went through the mist, carefully looking where he was walking, and he got to this house and he knocked on the door, and he explained to the lady who opened the door what had happened. She said, oh, she said, come in, sit down, I'll make you a cup of tea. She said, we can't do anything until the mist clears. So she said, we'll have a cup of tea. And you know it's like when you're in somebody's house, and you know, never been there before, you sort of look around, and, you know, almost natural, isn't it? And suddenly he saw on the wall in this room a picture of Peter, this lad he'd been talking to the year before. And just as he was looking at Peter's picture, the lady of the house came in, and she said, oh, she said, that's my son. And the minister said, Peter? She said, how do you know Peter? And so he explained all that had happened the year before. How he talked to Peter about the Lord Jesus Christ. How he talked about the importance of making Jesus your Saviour. And as he was talking, the woman's eyes began to well up with tears. And the minister couldn't understand why she was crying. And he thought, have I said something to upset her? And when she'd calmed down a little bit, she took a deep breath and she said, we lost Peter last year. He died. in the winter snow. He'd gone out with his sheep, as he always did, but he didn't come back. There was a very, very intense blizzard, and we found his body about 4 days later, after searching across the moors. And something that we could never understand was that when we found him dead with his sheep, fourth finger of his left hand was very, very tightly gripped by his right hand. Peter had found out. Peter had made the commitment, and the Lord was his shepherd. In conclusion, there's a ring on this finger of mine, and that ring means that I belong to somebody, but it also means that somebody belongs to me. And when I gave my life to the Lord Jesus, a young lad of 15, he used to sing a chorus. Don't sing it so often now. And the words of the chorus were, "Now I belong to Jesus. Jesus belongs to me, not for the years of time alone, but for eternity." I hope this morning that every one of us sitting here can say, "The Lord is my shepherd."
1, 19.